I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Steven's Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby!
The Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind, single from 1966 off the United Artists label. Band from Australia, down under, you know. With George Young on rhythm guitar and backing vocals. George Young of, yes, that Young family, of Malcolm and all them. The Prefab Messiahs, Boston band that has been around for a very long time. But someone sent me the digital single, 21st Century Failure. And I was like, ooh, hey, how have I not heard this little band before? And you can go to their Facebook page, The Prefab Messiahs, and it'll tell you some of their stuff that they've released. They're kind of like psychedelic, a little bit like that, garage pop, psych stuff. So check them out, The Prefab Messiahs. Played them before in the show and I like them, so I played them again. King's Ransom with Shame, been from Allentown, Pennsylvania, that released back in 1966. That was their first single. They only had two, I believe. That was their first single off the Integra. Yeah, say that a few times, from 1967. Tom Waits. I don't think I've ever played a Tom Waits song. I don't know. So I heard that song the other day on that show that's on Friday nights. As a matter of fact, I think pretty much a bunch of these songs in this set I've heard the last week, and I really like them, so I wanted to pass them on. But Tom Waits with Lie to Me off of his LP Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. Can you say that? Well, I just said it. From 2006. And as I said, yeah, I don't think I've ever played a Tom Waits song, so the first for everything. The Syndicates with Crawdaddy Simone. And again, something I heard over the weekend and figured, hey, I gotta pass that one on. And I think that was their third single. That group from England, formed in 1963. I think it was their third and final single off of the Fenwick/Williams label, released back in 1965. As I said, we finished up with some Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind. And even though today, right now, is Wednesday, and this will be coming out, well, I'm talking to you on Wednesday, it's too complicated, I know, whatever. What happens after Friday? The next day that follows up is a Saturday. So, let me figure out a Saturday song. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, very confusingly, in Medford, 91.5 FM, although I'm sitting in Somerville, so I'm just totally confused. Nurse! Somebody get me another cup of coffee, would ya? Please!
End of part one. Intermission. End of intermission. Part two. Full of monkeys and my old age.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
Go get it, Willie.
Say, hey, Willie, go get it.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all fields.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the fields.
That's right. He plays.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bats like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie. Gonna say.
Say hey.
Basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes. I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Basketball Jones.
Oh, that sounds so sweet.
I got a basketball Jones.
Sing it out.
Oh, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
What was that?
from Stockholm, Viagra Boys, with their song Sports from 2018. Started things off there with some Elton John. It's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting off of the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road LP from 1973. I can actually remember singing that with my friends as it played, I'm pretty sure, on WRKO back in the mid-70s. The Trainiers with Say Hey, the Willie Mays song from 1955. Basketball Jones featuring Tyrone Shoelaces from Cheech and Chong, single released back in 1973. It ended up being on the Los Cochinos record of Cheech and Chong's. And the hockey song from Stompin' Tom Connors from 1973. That's my little sports section there, because I'm seriously missing some sports. Now, how did Elton John end up in my sports section? Well, let me tell you. As I've said before, I usually start this show, the pre-recorded show, by dropping in some tracks on my Audacity software during the weekend, maybe Saturday or Sunday. I'll try and get a couple, you know, at least one or two sets in. Then usually on the Monday or Tuesday, I'll try and get a couple of more sets in. And one of them was going to be a sports section with the five sports-related songs. Well, as I'm doing my backlisting here, which is Wednesday afternoon, I noticed that I had snuck in a couple songs that I didn't realize when I was writing down my playlist. How? I don't know. Maybe it was from last night and I was wicked tired. But so that's how Elton John has snuck into the sports section of this set. Stranger things have happened. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Hopefully you're enjoying it. We have a couple more sets, I think. About, I don't know, half an hour or so to go. I have no idea. I'm recording this and it's just telling me that I've only done like 2 minutes of stuff here, so I have to cut and paste everything. I started my backlisting at 8:40 this morning and it's now after 11 and I'm just halfway through the set. But I enjoy doing this. I try to listen to it on Thursdays, but usually I'm working, so I have to download the archive to listen to it again. Yes, I'm rambling. I know I am. So enough of me. Let's get more some stuff here on Strike the Box.
outside now. Zbyszko has a chair. Larry Zbyszko has a chair. Sends the referee flying out. Zbyszko's free kick San Martino. Can he really let him have it? Oh, no. The blood pouring. San Martino cut wide open. Again. San Martino bleeding profusely. Bleeding profusely. San Martino off now. And he comes right after Zbyszko. Unbelievable events here. Zbyszko couldn't take it.
Celebrities and pro wrestlers, and every word is true. Let me tell you about the time I met Gorilla Monsoon. He was 10 feet tall, he had hands like hams. He was crushing souls like they were big hands. Blow your skin and all in a flash, coming you out with that Manchurian flash. The day just keeps striking. Thunder people just look one way. About the gentleman jokes and someone they know. Let me tell you about the time I met Sandra the Giant. Such a pretty face, and she's playing bass, putting all the dudes right in their face. Well, she towers above with poison and grace, setting up dudes all up in their face.
Well, it's a real nail biter here, folks. The champ is groggy. He hit him with a chair. The champ is down. It's a one, two, three.
A cat named Elvis. Well, he was copping feels and scarfing meals, chasing all the dames right out of their heels. He's a ladies' man, he's real into glitter. He's living large and a hell of a sitter. To the plague, it just keeps striking. Thunder people just look one way, and the flag, it just keeps waving. Sergeant Slaughter.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip dip dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard bom, 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 every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. Bop-cha-bop. Who put the dip in the dip di dip di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Each time that we're alone, boogity 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip di dip.
dip in the dip, the dip, the dip. Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah. Darling, bum, 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 bum. And my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody could see.
1, 2, 3, 4,
tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
1, 2, 3, 4,
stick around, we'll tell you more. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. And itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. She's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. And it's itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
Look into the blanket, from the blanket to the shore. From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore. From the locker to the blanket.
She wanted to stay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm Bass, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.